And right now, let's bring in the man who started talking about this storm last week, and it's still going on. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Well, I'm glad I came in and spent the night here last night.
I told you. I mean, this is a well-predicted storm. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
How tall is how high is a fire hydrant? What, about 2.5 feet?
I would say 2.5-3 feet.
Well, the fire hydrant is just about covered here on the green in Sharon.
Now, yeah, well, of course, you didn't get that much snow. It's just drifting.
It's drifting around. I don't know, but I tell you right now, I take a look at where my car is buried, and mm-hmm. it's up over the wheels.
So end. How are you going to get out?
I'm going to have somebody shovel the car out.
You're going to have to do that. But
no, but the experience, we bought an inflatable mattress. And not a cheap one. So it inflates in like 30 seconds. And here's the great thing about it, Pat. It's about 80 inches long, okay? And it's a twin mattress. But it's almost 40 inches high. So unlike most, inflatable mattresses, you have to roll on the floor to get up and stuff. This is like almost getting out of a regular bed. And the cats loved sleeping with me last night.
I'm surprised their claws didn't puncture it.
Well, it's got a very rough top, and of course I also had a blankie over it. And it's still snowing out there too.
Yeah. The storm is moving just south and east of Montauk Point right now. Here in the lower Hudson Valley, it's brutal. The wind is howling, literally howling, and the snow is still coming down here. The snow extends eastward through Connecticut, Rhode Island, and it's all moving slowly northeastward. So we don't expect the snow to end here until, by early afternoon.
Okay.
It will be windy, 25 to 30. Additional accumulations for us going to be in the area of 1 to 3 before this is all out. So your estimate right now, I'm thinking that you at least got a foot, right?
Oh, there's more than a foot out there. There's.
Right,
I said to people the minute I signed on, just taking a look out there, I was going to say anywhere probably from 14, 15 inches and up at minimum, yeah.
Right. So, our 12 to 18 is going to work out fine. I will take you to a place that everybody knows called Binghamton, New York, when yesterday, in 1 hour, they recorded 5.5 inches of snow. 1 hour, 5.5 inches. As of early this morning, they were 24 inches and still counting. Penn State in Pennsylvania, 13 inches from the storm. But what is interesting about that is last year, Penn State for the entire winter season had 13.2 inches. So they already got as much snow in 1 day as they did all of last winter. And I imagine that's really for a lot of places like New York City. Last year only had 5 inches of snow, and already they have anywhere from 8 to 10 on the ground. So they've got more snow in one storm than they did all last winter as well. And again, once it winds down, we'll be in the teens tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, low 30s. Partly cloudy Saturday, low 30s. Snow shower Sunday, 35 to 40 degrees. I don't remember and being this busy, I guess because we really haven't had a storm that affects everybody. As you know, we've had a couple of storms that affected you and parts of New England, but never everybody that's included into the client base. So I'm kind of glad it's over. I just wish that I didn't have company coming tomorrow and Saturday, so that I could just, pretty much chill out. But that's not the case. So I got to keep going, Marshall. There's no doubt about it.
Now, I have to, I had somebody text me right away and say, how can Pat Pagano said it doesn't look like there's going to be a white Christmas? And I explained to everybody that Pat and I have a big difference of opinion here.
Yeah.
Pat thinks that if you're going to have a white Christmas, it has to snow on Christmas.
That is correct.
And I think if you have a white Christmas, you just have to have
snow on the ground.
And right. I think this snow will make it to Christmas, don't you?
I definitely think the snow will make it a Christmas. Okay. So if that's your meaning of a white Christmas, you got that. If your meaning of a white Christmas is look at your snow globe and shake it, and that's what you want it to look like, that's what I want it to look like, that I don't think that's going to happen. In fact, right now it looks to me like we may get a little bit of rain Christmas Eve that could actually end as a little snow, maybe early Christmas morning. We'll see. Timing is always a problem in meteorology. So we'll see if that's going to work out to be Thursday into Friday or Wednesday into Thursday of next week. That is a story for another day because Pat is just too busy right now with this storm. And, overall, there's just no rest for the weary. I mean, I thought it was through last night, and I guess it must have been about 8 o'clock, and the phone just kept ringing. And I was really debating. I said, maybe I should just get AJ on here and let him take care of the rest of it. But after that, everything calmed down. Everybody was too busy outside, plowing and shoveling and all of that stuff. But that's it. Here is our first major, major winter storm for the entire area. And meaning all of the Northeast. And we got through it. Now we'll see how things go today because I'm looking out the window right now. And the snow is blowing horizontal from this standpoint. And I'm looking at my wind vane, and it's a north-northeast wind sustained at about 15 to 17 miles an hour, gusting to about 36, 38 right now. Temp here is 22.
It's 20 here, yeah. It's 20 here.
Right? And 22. So, you're looking at a wind chill. Let me go to my beautiful Tempest weather station because it calibrates that for me in a second, and here it is at 22 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. With the current wind, it feels like 13. So up by you, it probably feels like 10.
Well, I don't know, I haven't gone out, and it's funny because I've got the lights on in the studio, so it's still, I can't see outside the windows yet because it's still dark. It's too dark. But like I said, I just looked out the back window at my car, and I said, I texted and Joey, and I said, I'm going to need you to dig me out when this is all over, because I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I don't blame you. I told you today was going to be a Marshall Frosty Miles day, because Frosty the snowman, he's very happy.
Oh, very happy. And even with all the remote learning that's been going on, some of the schools even closed. We've got a pretty big cancellation list. A lot of businesses yesterday did something very smart. They told customers that today they were going to open up at a certain time later, but right, to check in with the stores. Like LeBond's is going to open up at noon. Sharon Pharmacy is planning an opening at 10, but I think if it's still snowing like it is now, by 10 o'clock, I'm not sure. I think they'll probably push that back a little bit. What should it be like? Are we going to have snow? You still think at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah. I really don't think that it'll totally quit our region until at least 12 or 1 o'clock.
Okay. Right. So we're doing that. And today's the big to-go dinner to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, where it's a $25 donation. You get a real nice dinner from Provisions at the White Hart, and you take it home. It's a big fundraiser for them. So hopefully, by the time 5 o'clock comes around, people will be able to go pick up their pot pie dinners and bring them home.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice.
Well, it's a dry snow, too, right?
A very dry, fluffy snow, thank God, right?
Yeah.
Thank God. I mean, on Long Island, how awful on Long Island. They started out with snow like everybody else did. They got, I would say, 2 to 5 inches, went over to sleet, then went over to rain, pouring rain, and then went back. And right now, as I'm looking at the reports, moderate snow and blowing snow across Long Island. So, that's terrible with trying to clear roads with a mess like that. Oh, and people are, obviously have to get to the roads right now, and now it's the worst part.
Yeah,
because they went from rain to snow. So I don't know. I'm glad I don't live on Long Island anymore.
No, and trying to shovel that stuff is impossible. It just is impossible. Not that I would shovel it anymore. The only thing I shovel is the stuff that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, really. I know what you mean.
But
I hear the plow trucks going by right now as I speak. I don't know about you, but zooming by as I speak.
Last night, it was a continual, the plow trucks went by through about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then there was like a three-hour lapse where they took a break. And then they were back out again. They went by at 3:30, 3:45. They started going by again. But it's just the folks here that do that plow out the station, they also clean off our satellite dish every 2 hours. They come and clean off the satellite dish.
Wow!
And they did our back here. They've done it twice so far. So I guess it's okay to start off your season with a real big whopper of a snowstorm, so now we're all used to it, and so the next one that comes along
should be easier.
It should be, but
I remember what my longtime friend, who is a weather geek, who he always told me, Pat, whatever the pattern is in mid-December, pretty much foretells what the winter will be like.
And it's just, I just got a message from my good friend Stephen Value. He plowed out our transmitter site. He just finished it. I'm going to ask him how much snow.
I was just going to say, come on. He's supposed to be reporting to us.
I just sent him a message. How much snow do you think? But yes, we have to plow out to the tower site. So in case there's any emergency, and Steve, he does it. He's a friend, and he shows up and does it. Before that, NASCAR Dave always did it, but Steve's been doing it now for a couple of years, and we appreciate that so much. We appreciate that so much when you got a friend that does that, because that's not an easy thing to plow in an empty field that's with all the ripples and stuff like that, and you can't dig up because we've got all the radio wires that are under there, so it's not an easy job. Right, it's your job to plow that out. So, Steve,
you know, there are just some great people that that live in this world. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it happens all around. I mean, when people are shoveling, sometimes people with plow trucks just pull over and help them and stuff like that. But so we've got. It looks like winter out there now. It not only feels like winter, but it looks like winter.
Looks like winter. It smells like it too.
It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice to get home this afternoon though, and get in my own bed. Even though, the only thing about an air mattress is, that's a twin size. I sleep in a king size bed. Okay, so when you sleep in an air mattress that's a twin size, I rolled off at once last night. And then I had to learn, okay. So I moved it close to a couch, and I leaned in that direction. So I did. But, you know, I rolled right off it because when you got a king-size bed, you got lots of room to maneuver, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so the bed worked, and now I'll deflate. Pat, the great thing about it is you push an inflate button, and literally this bed inflates in like 30 seconds.
Wow.
And then to deflate it, you just push another button, and a fan starts and sucks all the air out. It really is. It's a really nice. And like I said, the thing I liked about it, it's 40 inches off the ground, so you don't have to climb up to get out. You know, it's not like in the old days when you slept on a mattress on the floor. So.
Right. Okay, all right, that's so good. So you had a good night.
Yeah, and the snow's going to stop. The heaviest snow is probably beyond us, but the other snow, the steady snow, is going to keep going to about noontime, 1 o'clock, and we'll see what happens.
After that, yeah, there'll be like some flurries or a snow shower, something like that.
Should all right. Well, have a good day, Pat, and I'll check with you mañana.
Yes, and you be safe.
All right, take care, Mr. Snow.
Okay, you're welcome.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.